Title of this sermonette is, What Are You Investing In? This world is strapped financially, in disaster. How many countries in Europe are facing bankruptcy? The United States is there but doesn't want to admit it. And here we are, this world is turning upside down. And it's people are worried about what their investments are, their money, what it's doing, and being very stressed about it. But yet, what are we investing in? And the Bible kind of gives scripture in the Proverbs that is quite a paradox, because you know, when you look at this world, it goes, there is he that maketh himself rich, yet has nothing. Isn't that kind of typical of this world? The bankers and everybody else and the investors are filling their pockets with money, but yet, do they really have anything? Because the system is failing. Countries go broke. The money's worth nothing, but yet they've forced the world of the economy, these people that are in control, have the money, but yet they have nothing. And then it says, there is he that maketh himself poor, and yet hath great riches. And it seems like kind of a paradox that you sort of give up things and you become rich. But you search after riches and you seek them and do whatever you can to get them and sort of have them in your hand, and then all of a sudden you have nothing. It's gone. So I'd like to next turn over to Matthew 19:21. That kind of sums this up, this kind of this paradox helps explain it, that Christ in the parable, or I guess not really a parable, but when the young man came to him, Matthew 19:21. Jesus said unto him, If thou be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Isn't that what we're all about? Christ says, give up this world, give up what you have in this world, and you'll have great riches. The world chases the riches. They're not willing to give it up, and they have nothing. But yet, if we are willing to give up what this world has, then God says we'll have great riches in heaven. And then, for us to properly invest, we must have proper understanding and vision. So in order to have that vision and that understanding and to invest properly, let's look over at Ephesians 1 and verse 18. Ephesians 1 and verse 18. Ephesians 1 and 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye know what is the hope of his calling, and that the riches of the glory of his inheritance is to the saints. That's quite a statement when you really understand that you have to have the vision to see what the riches are there. And once you have that, then, and the knowledge and the understanding, the glory of the inheritance is going to come. This world, the people that pass on their money as an inheritance to their children and stuff, really means nothing. To them it does. It seems well worthwhile now, scrambling and fighting, cheating, lying, and everything they can do to get that extra dollar to save. And yet, in the end, they have nothing. And yet, God says if we look to him and search out that understanding and look and understand the hope and the great riches that are there, that we'll have great reward for that. And next, I'd like to turn over to Matthew 6 and verse 20. Matthew 6 and verse 20. Get to find it here. And it says, But lay up yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. You know, God says we follow him, we will have great treasure in heaven. We won't have it in our hand now. It's nothing physical. But yet, like that in Ephesians 18, if you catch that vision, you see that what's at the end of the what God is actually offering, and keep that in mind, we will have great, great, great treasure. The world is always worried about somebody else, like it says, thief breaking through and stealing. You know, businessmen, they're always worried that somebody else is going to take a job or come in and take from them what they have, and they do great wonders towards trying to make sure that they hang onto their riches that they have in this world. But we need to be the same as towards God rather than the physical things of this world. And I think that here at the last turn over to Proverbs, I think it's a great proverb that tells what we should be doing and what we should be investing in. And Proverbs 23:23, I think, kind of sums it up, that what we need to do. There's lots of scriptures. It was hard to determine which ones not to try and add in and on this subject of what we need to really invest in, the knowledge and understanding that we need to have. So Proverbs 23:23, it says, "Buy the truth and sell it not, all wisdom and instruction and understanding." We need to seek God and seek that from him, the wisdom, the instruction, and the understanding, which is right in the book that's here before us. And that's where we'll get it, and God will show it to us, and we will have great reward, and our investment will be great.